Session number 20177, Reel 2.
In the sense, the situation that people were in the 1920s and 30s.
Well, of course, in the 1920s and the 1930s, we had to rely on voluntary money for everything.
Yeah.
We had no grants at all. We had to make money by recreation, baptism.
Yeah.
All this sort of thing.
So that was your... Yeah. Well, what about the poverty that people actually found themselves in? Was that different in the 1920s and 30s to what it is now? Or the situation that the people you're giving service to?
The people of the 1920s and the 1930s were really poverty stricken, and they had nothing behind them at all. There's nothing coming in. And as you see from that letter, we used to have to help the great funeral expenses. There was nothing for them. Life was very grim. Today, you see, life isn't so very grim for an employer. It's not grim at all, really, if they use the money the right way.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing that follows me more than to leave as I did one the other day about miner's wife saying that her biggest item a week. She got £31 a week, and she got £26 a month, children's allowances. And that biggest item a week was disposal nappies, which came to £20. But then she went on to say that if she bought ordinary nappies, she'd have to have soap powder to wash them with. Well, that's utterly ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah.
You see, this is a... and then another one on television was saying they never be able to have fillet steaks these days. Well, I've never had fillet steaks since my husband died.
Mm-hmm.
Because he loved them. And well, we've had them.
Yeah.
I couldn't afford fillet steaks now.
Right, that's with me, yeah. So it's a different level and a different idea of what poverty and deprivation is about.
And of course they've got to have everything today. They've got to start off with everything good and not content to sort of...
Yeah. Yes, I know. Yeah. Going back to working in... You were still living at home when you started in the...
Mm-hmm.
When you started originally in the shell shop, you were still living with your parents.
Oh yes.
Yes,
I lived right up. I lived there with all the time until the seventh. Until I had the cottage up at Hayden Ridge, and when Whitburn was so badly bombed, I managed to persuade Mother to go with my unmarried sister up to the cottage for the duration of the war.
Yeah.
And then I went into Diggs with a friend of Gospel. Want another cup?
Yes. Yeah. So that was, but you were in a, I mean, for you in the 1930s it must have been very odd, because you were in industry, you were working in shipbuilding, and that faced a phenomenal depression and all that. Did you ever think that you'd lose your job?
No, I didn't, But the drawing offices used to be on 3 days a week. But I was never on short time. My department was never on short time.
How did you manage? Why was
well,
that?
Well, because it was needed.
Uh-huh.
You see, you were looking after the deliveries and things.
Mm-hmm. They didn't even reduce the size of your department.
Oh, no. But then, you see, I hadn't got any seniors in my department, excepting the man who followed me. Who was following me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The others were runners and just left school.
Oh, I see. Yeah. So it was really a one-woman department. In what it was.
One-woman department.
Yeah. But you must have felt very, because you were working for yourself, I mean, in a way, you must have felt quite independent. I mean, you were, it's not, in this area, it isn't usual for a woman to pursue a career. But you did. Did that make give you a sense of independence?
Well, it just happened, you see.
Yeah.
I mean, it just... I suppose I must have had a flair for it. Of course, I suppose that routine carries you right through. It does even now. I always make a note of anything's got to have attention the next day, so that
yeah.
I make certain it's not forgotten. And the same way in which I always look at my diary to make sure that I'm not forgetting something for the next day.
Right. So you felt, yeah.
I suppose I just had a flair for that kind of thing.
You retired early though. You retired when?
I retired at the end of 54. Not 55 years.
Yeah, so that was an early retirement.
I took that because my husband wasn't too well, never thinking he would die 6 months after.
Yeah.
They didn't want me to, they wanted me to take leave of absence.
Mm-hmm.
But I said, oh, no, you think he was dying.
Yeah.
And I had no pension because I hadn't been married 10 years.
Yeah. Did you get a pension from Swan?
No, I didn't. Yes, but a very small one. Because we'd only come in for pension scheme 2 years before. And then, after about 18 months, it came about that if you'd been married 3 years, you could have it with this pension. And I'd been married 3 years and 1 month.
When you said, just going back, you said that there weren't very many women worked in Swan Hunters during the Second World War. You said there weren't?
Very few.
Very few.
Cleaning ships.
Yeah.
But more cleaning, not working, not actually ship working.
Mm-hmm.
Cleaning and
Is there any reason for that? Do you know?
Because there were so many men who were unemployed. You see, we weren't out of the slum.
Mm-hmm.
Really.
Yeah, I see. Yeah. Yeah, I have talked to some women who work there, but not very many.
Yeah, I found that anyway.
End of tape, Anne.